there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo! Oh, my goodness gracious. It is the Odd Couple. Rob Parker, with TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Yes,
we will do it live, Bill. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday.
Wowzy, woo.
And I know TJ did a lot of trash talking when he was playing football, catching those balls in Cincinnati and all over the NFL. That's right. Let's welcome in my man and my partner on our Lemon Pepper Parlay podcast during the NFL season, Mr. TJ Houshmandzadeh. What's up, TJ?
Rob, what's up, baby? How you doing?
You see me. I'm fired up to work with you today. You see it, right?
Man, just got to make sure it's no letdown. When Chris isn't here, I got you, baby.
All right. That's exactly what I want to hear. Man, TJ, so much to talk about. So little time. We'll have Randy, the former NFL Executive of the Year, and he co-hosts the Football GM podcast. He'll join us in about 30 minutes. So we'll do that. Also, We got a lot of football to talk about. LeVar Arrington, your partner on the weekends on your radio show. I just forgot the name of it. Up on Game.
Up on Game, baby.
That's
me
right.
And Plaxico.
LeVar Arrington. So he'll join us 6:30 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. And then, of course, in the final hour, it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. And TJ and I will let you have 30, 45 seconds. We will not interrupt you. We'll let you have your say on anything going on in sports. But first, TJ, before we get started, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. We wouldn't be able to do this fine radio show without them. Rob G is our producer. Alex is our engineer, as always. And Steve DeSager, that's right, is at the anchor desk. He'll keep us updated throughout the program. TJ, before we get into this Kyler Murray situation that I want to talk about, last night, I've been, you know, working like crazy the last month. I started this new website for baseball, black baseball coverage, called MLBBro.com, and it's been crazy. It's been almost a month that we started it. So last night I had dinner, and has this ever happened to you? And I just crashed. I mean, it was like I couldn't move my arms and legs. I was so worn out. And I wasn't sick or anything. And TJ, guess what time I went to bed last night?
I'm going to guess 6 o'clock.
It was 8:30 because I did the shows off at 7. I ate. 8:30, I'm out like a light. I mean, I cannot. Have you had those moments? And you have kids, so I know that they can wear you out. Where you just can't do it, or you just collapse, or you got to stay awake because you got kids and a wife.
Not that early. And I guess I'm not old enough yet. It might be coming. I
no,
don't know.
No, you're right.
Man.
You're not old enough. I don't know.
I've never really had those moments where I'm like, oh, I can't do it. Oh, I'm out. Never. And, you know, I don't really – you're working extremely hard. What I do – it doesn't wear me out. I enjoy it. Like, I'll get on the field, I'll train with guys, I'll work out here and there. But for the most part, I'm just being a parent, man. And so I'm used to it. I have four children. It's not wearing me out. But I really hope that I can't recall the last time I've been in the bed at 8 o'clock if I wasn't sick.
That right. And that's
man.
What
so you probably woke up this morning feeling great.
Felt great.
Like, oh, man, you really had so slept. Much sleep. You got up like, oh, my God.
I got
like
up early
in a while.
I still woke up early, but I felt like I slept hard and I felt like I slept good. So I'm not sick. Thank God. Chris Broussard will be back tomorrow for people who are wondering. He's still on a little vacay, but let's kick it off with the NFL. And it's appropriate that we talk about that with you, although you know all sports, which is something that I like. But Kyler Murray was on the NFL Network and as a guest, and they asked him a question about the draft and whatnot. And TJ, take a listen to what he said.
I do believe I think I have an influence in it. I don't know why I wouldn't. You know, I think, if you got a guy, a quarterback, and you trust him and you want to be the face of the franchise for, you know, a lot of years, I think he should have influence just because – I mean, everything, you know, is technically built around the quarterback. So I think I have that relationship with Steve and Cliff. And, I'm excited to see what we do on Thursday.
All right. Are you ready, TJ?
Man, I'm ready.
If someone asked me if Kyler Murray should have say on the NFL draft when it comes to the Cardinals, you know what I would say?
You're going to say
no
yes.
No way.
Oh, okay.
No how. Zero. What is this? Can we stop with everybody wanting to be general manager and the owner of the team and all this other stuff? I'm not buying Kyler Murray. You know why, TJ? A couple things. First of all, I wish he would just be worried about playing quarterback and reading defenses and doing those things to be the best quarterback he can. Number two, I don't believe for one second that he knows all the college football players enough to be involved in the draft. I don't. Would I ask him if there was a player in the NFL that he played against? And if we were thinking about signing, what do you think of that guy? You know, what kind of player he is? Do you know him? That, yes. But drafting? No, but I'm talking about, this is about, they were asking him about the draft. And here's the other part I'm not buying into.
Who do you blame when Kyler Murray tells you to take somebody and the guy's a bust? Who loses their job, the GM or does Kyler Murray? It is on the GM. So I don't want to hear about players who all of a sudden want to pick the players that they're playing with and in the draft. TJ, you know football. You work out with guys. You don't know every player in the draft. And if I put you in a room and I was the general manager.
I know quite a few.
But you don't know quite, them all.
I can rattle off a good – if you bring up names, I can give you qualities of a good 200 guys in this draft for sure. And I'm not nowhere near researching like these.
All right, and here's my last point, and then I'll let you go. The scouts and the GMs, they can't even get it right. You know how hard it is to draft? You know how many guys have been can't miss, bust in the first round, first overall pick? Remember Joey Harrington at Oregon? I could go on and on and on about players. So now I'm going to let – it's already an exact science, right? And guys who do this for a living, scouts who do this for a living, swing and miss all the time. Now I want my quarterback to get involved in this. I want no part of it.
I'm going to go in somewhat reverse. Scouts that do it for a living, some of them shouldn't be doing it for a living. They've been stealing. That's number one. Number two is this. Okay, let me ask you this, yes or no. Do you think any player should have any type of say? Any player?
Limited, and most of it would just be, when you talk about say, I would ask your advice but not your permission. Okay, there's a difference. I would ask for your advice but not your permission.
I truly believe there is not one player in the past or one player in the future that will have the say on who is drafted. That will never happen, and it has never happened. What I believe he is saying is, and I don't believe Kyler Murray should have say-so. Number one, you're an infant in the league. You don't have enough skin in the game.
Right.
Go prove yourself before you start talking like this. He's watching too much TV.
They had a chance to make the playoffs last year. You remember the last game of the year?
And so once he's proven himself and you've been in the game long enough, he should have say-so. But when I say-so, it's just like this. Hey, Kyler, we're looking at these three or four guys. They just three to four guys. All three or four of them are skilled guys. Which one do you like best? We'll keep that in mind if they're on the board. But as far as Kyler, hey, Kyler, our pick is up. Who do you think we should take? No, never. That should not be the case. But having say so and giving your opinion, of course, no player will ever. Hey, I want this guy, and that guy's going to get drafted. He should have a say in it, but Kyler, when I say he should, I don't mean Kyler Murray, I mean the player. Kyler Murray is not proving himself enough to have any say-so in what the Arizona Cardinals do in the draft. But if he keeps progressing the way he has in his early career, I mean, he's going into his third year, man, like – a third-year quarterback? Everything is built around a quarterback? Like, these dudes really start watching TV, man, and listening to everything, and they really feel themselves and think
they are
the
feeling
court.
Themselves, TJ. You
yes.
know it.
Yes.
I mean, there are guys who think that they should run the team, that they should – like the owners have no say. Like, seriously. Like, I get it. When you become a free agent, you could do whatever you want. I'm all for that. But there are people who do own the teams, and they should do what's in their best interest. Who was the one, J.J. Redick, who was bellyaching that the Pelicans didn't send him to an Eastern team because he wanted to be with his family? And I'm like, if I got offered a better deal by the San Antonio Spurs, what trade would you make if you own the team?
I'm doing what's best for the team.
Okay, I agree.
That's simple. You have to do what's best for the team. When you have a player that's played with you a long time, he means a lot to the organization and franchise. You try. I would try to work with him as best as I could. But ultimately, I have to do what's best for the organization and the team that I work for. And if I can do both at the same time, then that's what I'm going to do. But if it's 55-45, I'm going to consult with the player. If it's 60-40, I'm doing what's best for the organization. And that's just reality. You have to. And the player has to understand, I have a job to do before I please and do everything you want me to do for you. And that's just the reality of it. And it sucks as a player, but if you were the owner of the team, you would want the guy that's working for you to do exactly that. What's best for the team? Do exactly what's best. That's what I'm paying you for.
Okay, now you're a player and you pick some players, they've gone your way, and now you get your panties in a bunch, and now you don't want to play there, you want to be traded, or you don't want to be there anymore. Now what? There's just too many
I don't see that happening. And when you're in your third year, like Kyler Murray, or not even in your third year, you're approaching your third year, they don't need to call you. I mean, you need to understand this offense inside out. You need to get the Arizona Cardinals to the playoffs. You need to make sure your team knows this offense and you guys are ready to go in the toughest division in football when the season kicks off. And then you need to do it again. And then you need to do it again. And then we probably would give you a call and say, hey, Kyler, there's three guys we like. Which one you like the best? We need you to look at it. We'll give you a call in a few weeks. That's what happens. Or at least that's what should happen.
And this would scare me. If a player did know all the players in the draft, I would be worried about him. That you have that much time, really, seriously, to scout all the players and know everybody, then you should be going for a general manager.
I mean, you'd be surprised though in the offseason. I mean, you do have a lot of downtime, man. In the offseason, as soon as the season ends, if you're a fan of the game, you have a lot of just time where you're not doing anything really. Are you going to know a lot of the players inside and out and good and bad qualities? No, but football players that really love and understand the game, they know football players that really love and understand the game. It's not hard. I mean, you turn on the tape, you watch a few games, and you see what you need to see. Obviously, you don't know them personally because physically, that's the easy part. How are they a human? Do they treat people the right way? And I just saw a clip of Nick Saban, and that was perfect because Marvin Lewis used to tell us that, but. And so, I mean, you want to be the and guy, not the but guy.
Right.
And for anybody that hasn't heard it, go listen.
You know that TJ is a great guy, but, you know
right.
what I mean?
You like, but? What you mean, but?
You mean but? Right.
Yeah, but, exactly.
When you hear that, you already know. Yeah, what do you think about hiring this guy? Well, you know, Rob G is all right. But if I had to pick another producer,
that's just what it is. I don't believe Kyler Murray. He has enough skin in the game, man. He's an infant. He's an infant when we're talking this NFL stuff. Should he be consulted? Let's check back in about 4 or 5 years. I mean, Russell Wilson wasn't talking like this, and look what Russell Wilson did in his first 3 years in the league. He wasn't talking like this.
This is all new, and players are really, like you said earlier, feeling themselves. All right, we want to hear from you. How much input should Kyler Murray have in the Arizona Cardinals draft day selections? 877-996-6369, 877-99 on Fox. We'll continue that conversation with you next. It is the Odd Couple. TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here. You there. Stick and stay,
America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks.
That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! It is the Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And TJ,
you for ready the to take very. These callers?
Not yet, hold on. But for the very best NFL draft coverage, make sure that you tune in to Fox Sports Radio throughout the first round of the draft on Thursday. Catch the NFL's best information man, Jay Glazer, draft analyst Bucky Brooks, and former number two pick LeVar Arrington and Kevin Burkhardt from Fox. They'll be live throughout the first round beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, and they'll have a pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to all 32 first-round picks. That's Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Jay Glazer, Bucky Brooks, LeVar Arrington, and Kevin Burkhardt right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. We're talking about Kyler Murray, and we both agree that he shouldn't have any involvement in the Arizona Cardinals draft on Thursday. We want to hear what you think. 877-99 on Fox.
Let's get right to it. We got Jax in Kansas City. What you got to say to us, my man?
Hey, what's up, TJ, man? I appreciate you taking my call. Big fan of your work both on and off the field, man. You do a great job.
Appreciate you, brother.
Mr. Parker, I appreciate you as well. And, hey, man, I just got to say, you're right, TJ. Dude is just an infant in the league. He hasn't proven a thing. He got out with a wham bam with that one big play in the Hail Mary last year, and everybody thought he was the next coming. And he's got time to get better, and he probably will. He brings something special to the game, but he can't be the one right now saying that he gets to make the choice. Now, the sentiment is the closest thing that these guys have to being able to put together the super teams like the NBA players do. So having input is about as far as it's going to go with the NFL, though, because they're never going to let you – they're not going to say, well, that's definitely the pick. I mean, not very likely. So I see the Chiefs organization with somebody like Pat Mahomes, who I know has won a Super Bowl, they're giving him input, but he's not going to make the pick. I mean, come
on. All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And it's not – the NFL will never be the NBA. The NBA, all you need is two or three players. It's way different.
You got a chance every
year. I mean, am I right? Come on.
Yes.
The NFL, you could have a great offensive side of the ball, TJ, and can't stop anybody. I mean, it's just too many players for you to have that kind of impact where you're going to change your team's fortune. I mean, as far as putting together a team. 877-99 on Fox.
Bertrand in the IE in San Bernardino. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, TJ?
What's going on, my man?
Oh, man, Rob, this dead-eye shooter from San Bernardino. Rob, how you doing? You on vacation, too, since Chris out today, huh?
What you mean? I ain't never on vacation.
TJ, I'm going to tell you something, bro. You my third favorite receiver of all time, brother, behind Michael Irvin, Keyshawn Johnson, and yourself, my brother.
I appreciate it.
Top three of all time. To Kyler Murray. It's two things that are getting mixed up now with these younger generations, and I love the empowerment movement by the players, but they're getting it mixed up with this sense of entitlement because they see one guy say something, and then they feel like they can say the other. Kyler hasn't done a thing. He's still on the bottle. You understand what I mean? And when it comes to scouts, the last two that I noticed were Russell Wilson and Steph Curry at Davidson, not to jump subjects. But the best scouts are outside of the game, my brothers.
Y'all have
a nice day now. Take it easy.
Appreciate you, Bertrand.
Appreciate
Take
the
care.
Call.
All right, TJ. All right,
you,
Rob. Bye.
Yep. You gotta. It's hard as it is, TJ. Right? Scouting and being able to see who you know. You see guys who are great players, maybe in college, but can they make the next step? Does their game transfer over? It's not always automatic, right?
It's a different. It's what I said, man. These dudes, they watch so much TV, and they say, oh, I'm a quarterback, too. I should have say-so.
Right.
You guys are at different points in your career. One guy has done a lot more than what you have done. And when you get to that point, if your organization is willing to work with you or just willing to make you believe your input matters.
There you go.
There you go.
You just said it because that's what they could be giving you wolf tickets, right? And telling you, oh, yeah, come on, sit in there on the meetings and the Zoom. Oh, yeah, what you got? Okay, yeah, yeah. And
exactly.
Then go do what they want to do anyway.
Exactly.
Right? And
yes.
Then what?
We got one more caller. We're going to go to Andre in Massachusetts. Talk to us.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call. straight to the business, I do think Kyler Murray should have some form of impact, input. And the reason being is that he plays the most important position in all of sports, A, but then being the number one overall pick, the future of the head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, and the general manager, Steve Kime, is so linked to these high, high draft picks, just like it will be in 2 days for the NFL draft, that I feel, as you guys said, you do need to make him feel that he's a part of the brain trust.
But, Andre, let me ask you this. If you follow his lead and he steers you down the wrong path and the guy you pick is a bust,
Andre,
who gets run out of town?
This dude hasn't even played 3 years.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, is it the general manager gets run out of town or is it the quarterback, TJ? Who gets run out of town?
Who you think?
The general manager gets run out of town. That's what I'm saying.
He's gone. You make the wrong pick too many times. Hi, you're out of there. And the quarterback is sitting here was like, ooh, I picked that guy.
Exactly.
Never gonna. And Andre, man, if you're a boss and you own a business, woof, somebody going to come in three to 6 months say, I need to start changing some rules.
Exactly. Let me show you how to run this business.
What would you like to change? No way. You just got here.
All right, the football conversation rolls on with Randy Mueller, the former NFL Executive of the Year. He joins us next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker and the former All-Pro wide receiver TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. Here on Fox Sports Radio, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And now let's welcome in one of our favorite guests, Randy Mueller, the former NFL Executive of the Year and the co-host of the Football GM podcast. Randy, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Randy
no
should
doubt.
Have drafted me when he was a GM.
Uh-oh. Did you hear that? Randy, he's already calling you out.
I know he remembers. Let's get straight. No, I'm just messing with you, Randy.
I was taping my ankles before the interview because I knew it was coming.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Hey, Randy.
I hear you, buddy.
Today, TJ and I were just talking about this. Kyler Murray said on NFL Network, he was asked about him being involved in the have an input in the draft for the Arizona Cardinals. And both TJ and I just don't think that that's where the NFL should be headed or players shouldn't be involved. Whether you ask them for advice, that's one thing. But for them to really think that they should be at the table during the draft, where are you on this as a former executive?
Yeah, I think Kyler Murray's probably got enough on his plate, right? He's got to figure out how to exist himself in the NFL. I don't think anybody's ready to anoint him as being the finished product. I also think, though, that if say Kyler played with a couple guys, you have interest in, maybe you get a little background research,
right,
something like that that can help. I'm fine with that, but I don't know if I'd be going to him for input on who to pick. That's for sure.
I agree with you, Randy. You've sat in draft rooms, war rooms, preparing to draft guys. And who do we take? Do we go this route? Do we go this route? It's inexact science. Some guys may want this guy. Some guys may want that guy. Sitting at number three, if you're the San Francisco 49ers, who are you drafting?
You know, it's kind of crazy because I'm trying to see it from their angle, TJ.
Can you give it to us from your angle and their angle?
Well, I'm trying to understand it. And let me just say this, from 30,000 – I think they've managed the whole process clunky at best. You know, I'm trying to connect some dots. I don't really know. Going up to three, they have one guy in mind. Now the coach says they have three guys in mind. I don't know. I would not have gone up. I would not have wanted the third pick if I was looking for a quarterback. And here's why. I think need and desperation has taken over some of these teams, and they've elevated guys' values to the point where they're willing to go up and get him. I just go back and look, and maybe this helps explain it. I was going back before you guys called me and looking at my Alabama reports and what I thought about them. I'm looking at just their offense, and I see Mac Jones is the highest rated guy on Alabama's offense, just talking about seniors. And now we're talking about picking him third. So
right.
I think it's a reach. I understand they want a processor. They want a smart guy. I don't know that there's ever going to be enough upside for him to get better than what he is. I see a guy like, if I was going to have to pick a quarterback, I'd pick Justin Fields just because I think the upside is there. I think there's more talent. There's more to mold. I think he can take their scheme to higher height. Now, I think sometimes coaches get tied up in that they think the scheme is all that matters, right? They can plug players in and out. I'm not for that. I'm for, let's get the best players we can to plug into that scheme, and maybe we can actually extend that scheme into some higher ground, if that makes any sense.
Total sense.
Our guest is Randy Mueller, the former NFL Executive of the Year and co-host of the Football GM podcast. And Randy, you just mentioned Justin Fields, and he's been dragged through the mud through this whole process. And help me with this. What is it? Is it that he plays at Ohio State that has had quarterbacks not do well in the NFL? The latest was Haskins, right? Bottomed out at Washington. Is it the black quarterback thing? Is that still out there? I mean, the top five highest paid quarterbacks are all black in the NFL, so I hope that that's not it. Or is it the revelation that he has epilepsy that, I mean, I'm sure all the teams knew. I know it's public now. But what is it, and why have people turned on him when this kid played as well as you can play against Clemson and people feel like he's not that guy? I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't see any of that. I don't see the negativity that others do. I think the biggest thing working against him, and it seems like this happens to a player most years, is there's too much time for people to pick him apart, right? We've got too much time. We're going to overevaluate. I've heard guys that I respect going on the radio or TV now and just picking this kid's throwing motion apart and saying he's going to have to change this or that. I got news for you. His throwing motion is just going to be fine. He's going to revert to what he is. I have no problem with his fundamentals or his release or his delivery. Hey, I was with Philip Rivers for 10 years. You think we're looking for that release?
Right.
Probably not. Trust me. So let's not pick him apart. Let's let him produce how he's done it to this point. And I don't think there's any fatal flaw with this kid that's going to hold him back. So I think he's a great pick for somebody. I'm kind of hoping Atlanta has him at 4 and they bring him home to Atlanta and he develops into Matt Ryan's replacement in a couple years. I can only say this one slight negative thing is that I think his body of work probably suits best for a redshirt year. I just think he's going to have to learn some of the game. He's going to have to mature as a kid. I just think sitting behind a guy like Matt Ryan for a year or two would be awesome for him because I don't think he's ready to throw in there right now. And so many of these kids get ruined when they have to play too early. I would sit on him for a year or so. I think he'd be an awesome pick.
I was going to say, to follow up real quick, Aaron Rodgers didn't play for 3 years. Think about that.
Yep.
3 years.
Yep.
Go ahead, Joe. Last question.
Was he ready?
He was ready. Boy, was he ready.
Yeah, right.
Randy, can you give us a sleeper, a guy that nobody's talking about on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively?
Well, one of them I would probably give you, TJ, is an offensive lineman that plays at Alabama that I just mentioned. He's a big tackle that a lot of guys don't have even in their top five or six tackles. He's a kid named Alex Leatherwood. He plays tackle at Alabama. I think he's totally being disregarded in this group. I think it's sometimes when scouts or other people see these players, it depends on what window they look at the tape. I happen to look at the last three or four games of Leatherwood's career at Alabama. He was outstanding. He's a big, strong dude. He's 320 pounds. He can move. He can bend. I hear nobody talking about this kid. I think he's a first-round pick and going to be a starting tackle when he shows up. There's also a kid on the other side of the ball that I would say in a draft that we're all admitting is not great for defense. There's not a lot of depth. This kid's a defensive tackle, plays at Vanderbilt. He was going to the Senior Bowl and then blew his Achilles. He actually had opted out after 8 games at Vandy. And he's a defensive lineman named, I'm going to butcher his name, it's Deo Odabingbo. And I think if you can remember that name, if I can relay it at all in the form that his name really is pronounced, people are going to hear this name and not know who it is. You wait, we'll be talking a year from now. He's going to be a good player. He plays 3 technique. He plays 5 technique. He's quick enough to play on the edge. There's just not enough of these big cats playing, getting attention in this draft. And I think the difference is the big guys end up playing, and they play right away, whether it's an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman. So there's a couple of big guys, TJ, that I'd have no problem picking. And I think they'll probably end up being maybe late first, second round picks even, but they're going to produce more than people expect.
All right, Randy Mueller, thank you so much for the insight and your knowledge. We appreciate you. Randy Mueller, the former NFL Executive of the Year. And check out his podcast. He's the co-host of Football GM Podcast. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Randy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
History is being made in the sports world, and it's time for the rest of you to start paying attention. That's right. We'll get to that next. It is The Odd Couple with TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh, in for Chris Broussard. Chris will be back tomorrow, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And TJ, as I mentioned earlier, you're into all sports. You love sports, period. But Shohei Ohtani with the Angels is straight up balling. I mean, here's the thing that people don't even realize what's going on. And what he did the other night, TJ, is Shohei was the first player since Babe Ruth to start a game as a pitcher while leading the major leagues in home runs. I mean, Babe Ruth, he played in the 20s. Do you know what I mean? Like this is, you know how hard it is to lead the league in home runs and be a pitcher who can throw over 100 miles an hour?
If he can maintain this pace and his body can hold up, wouldn't it be crazy if he won the MVP and a Cy Young?
That would be incredible. I know, right?
But, I mean, he's just, if he can stay healthy, you've never seen this before. You never seen it. They always felt like it was too much on one guy's plate to have to worry about hitting and pitching and get the adequate rest and, you know, take care of your body. You got to get your swings in, but you got to rest. You just pitched and threw X amount of pitches the last game. And with today's technology and the work he's put in so far in this early season, he's done very, very well. Can he keep it up?
He has come, and he has been as advertised. Like, it was a big deal about the Angels being able to get him. His only bugaboo, he hasn't been able to stay healthy. And I just hope that he can stay healthy. I hope the Angels don't pull back from this, allow him to hit and allow him to pitch, because he can do both very well. Now, TJ, my question to you would be, the only guy ever to make it as an all-star in Major League Baseball and an all-pro in the NFL. Who was that guy?
All right, say that one more time. Let me see.
First all-star, made Major League Baseball all-star game, and he was an all-pro in the NFL.
I'm going to say
one. You'll kill yourself.
I'm going to give you two guys. I know I'm going to get it right, one or two guys. I'm going to say Bo Jackson or Brian Jordan.
Yep. Okay, Bo Jackson.
Okay.
Now, which one do you think is harder? And is it what Ohtani's doing, where somebody hasn't done this forever and a day? And I mean, you know, since Babe Ruth played. Or is it playing two different sports? And in this case, we saw Deion Sanders, right, play baseball. We saw him play in the same day. Remember, he played in the World Series and a football game. He played a football game during the day and then helicoptered in and played a baseball World Series game that night. Yeah. Is that harder than what Ohtani's doing, playing two different sports?
Playing two different sports, it seems like it would be harder because it's two different skill sets that are required. Football is such a physical sport. Baseball being more mentally secure in what you're doing, although physically you have to be good. But if you're at that level, physically you have it. It's more of a mental approach to the game of baseball. Football, you got to be mentally in tune, but you got to be physically ready. And we won't, for some reason now, you know, in this day and age with guys, kids specializing in one sport early
That's
on.
That's what I don't like about the sports
very
today.
It's very rare that we would probably ever see it again. Kyler Murray might be.
Well, Kyler Murray was the first guy.
One of the last of a dying breed, really.
But he was the first guy to be drafted, TJ, in the first round in baseball and first round in football.
Yes.
Nobody had ever done that, which is incredible.
Would, I would say because of the day and time we're in today, I believe what Ohtani is doing is more difficult because guys just aren't doing multiple sports anymore. But I would say for today and how kids play sports, what Ohtani is doing is tough. I remember a kid, I believe he went to Sherman Oaks Notre Dame High School. He was a pitcher, African American kid. I can't recall his name, but he was drafted in the first round, and he was a kid in high school that threw 99 or 100 and was a great shortstop.
Wow.
Don't know what happened to him, but I'm sure he sees this, and he's hoping this could be him in the future.
Yes, I'm with you. I think what Ohtani's doing is pretty remarkable because to be a good pitcher is tough by itself, and then to be a good hitter, you know what I mean? You know how hard it is to hit.
Man, hitting is the hardest thing.
What's his name, Hunter Green?
I have daughters that play softball.
Hunter Green was his name.
That is it. Yes, that's him. Yes.
No doubt. All right, our number two of the Odd Couple is coming up, and we're going to talk about an NFL receiver who might be getting pushed to the side a little bit. And it'll be good to hear from TJ on this. So we'll do that. Don't forget, it is a Trash Talking Tuesday. That's coming up in the third hour of the program as well. Your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. We'll do that. And LeVar Arrington also in that third hour. So stick and stay. It is the Odd Couple. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh, in for Chris Broussard. Much more of the Odd Couple coming up next. Keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.